Sean Yates is a former cyclist and was a teammate of Armstrong in his early days at Motorola between 1993 and 1996, and last worked with Armstrong in 2005 when Armstrong won the Tour de France with the Discovery Channel. Hello, Mr. Yates. You're now Director Sportif with Team Sky. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think of all this?
Well, I mean, it's all pretty damning for Lance and the whole history of his 7 Tour wins and beyond. So my feeling is one of disappointment, you know, and slightly upset, really.
All right. What shocks you the most?
Well, I mean, obviously the depth of the whole you know, system as it's been called, type of thing, which is kind of short. Obviously, yes, as you said, I worked with Lance, but I never had any inclination that this type of practice was going on, you know. So it is disappointing.
So when you never had any indication that anything was going on, never mind the scale of it?
No. Obviously, as I said, I came with Lance in 2005 for his last Tour win. Before that, I was working with another team. Mm. And, I turned up, you know, I drive the car in the Tour de France, and I never, ever saw any indication of anything dodgy, even what you call that, going on, you know. Mm. I mean, I used to jump out in the morning, get my bike, come back, drive the car, you know, and sort of call the tactics now and then, but I never, ever saw anything that was untoward.
Sure. But you would have heard, as many did, journalists and some others, saying, he's a cheat. He is a cheat. What did you think when people were accusing him of that?
Well, I guess, obviously, that's true. There was always a certain amount of speculation surrounding Lance and also a number of other athletes. But, you know, I believed, having known Lance from when he was young, that he was just, you know, a superb athlete, and we were a well-drilled team with a great leader. Mm. So, you know, I just didn't really pay much attention. It wasn't really my job. My job was to make sure that the guys performed on the road and did the right thing on the road. You know, it's not to do with their training or anything else.
I understand. But would you, you knew him well. I mean, he was central to the team. He was charismatic. He was strong. He was, you know, to all intents and purposes, apart from those who had their suspicions, he was a noble man. He'd recovered from cancer. He was a winner. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. I mean, as I said, I knew him when he was young, and he became world champion. I just believe he was physically a superior being, and that, therefore that was the reason why he was winning. Mm. And also, obviously, you're very, very determined. And this damning report bears it out in various different degrees.